Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
All right. I'm going to start quick. I just want to bust right through these. I got a lot of stuff I want to get to.
Okay, good.
These are the charts. Every Friday, we get the new music. A week and a half later on the Monday, we find out how everything charted. Astroworld, Travis Scott, sold 34,000 copies. Kodak Black sold 35,000 copies of Dying to Live for ninth place. I told you to change the song. You didn't change the song. Get it?
Ha-ha, because
they sound exactly the same. At number eight, Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper's A Star is Born soundtrack sold 35,000 copies.
Did you read that he came on stage?
No.
At her Vegas show.
Oh, yes, yes. That's and neat. Then they did, and they did sha-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la. Good for them. Her voice is beautiful. Listen to this. Beautiful. Post Malone, number seven. Beer Bongs and Bentleys. About 35,000 copies of this, too. Meek Mill is number six. Just under 37,000 copies of Championships.
More slaps in the Beatles. Yeah. Beatles.
At number five, we've been saying this guy's album for a while now, and Bryn actually just came over and pointed out something that I've been calling it I Am, I Was, because those are the actual words in there. But the greater than less than sign is in the middle of between I Am and I Was, with the wide end at greater
the
than. I am greater than I was.
The alligator eats the bigger.
That's right. Oh, the alligator eats the bigger side.
That's how they used it back then.
I am greater than I was. 21.
Don't you remember being told that?
Yeah, well, that was way to do it. The bigger end is the greater side.
Right.
So 21 Savage sold 37,000 copies of I Am Greater Than I Was. Very clever. It took us months to figure that out. That's great. Number four is the Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse soundtrack, 39,000 copies of that. I thought this wasn't on the soundtrack. This is
what?
I thought you said this wasn't on the soundtrack.
No, the Spidey claws or...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, some right. Okay. One of the Christmas theme
got
songs.
It. So this is Sunflower, right?
That's correct, yes. The entire album is pretty much Post Malone.
Was this number one last week on the singles charts? Or number two, right?
It was number right two, up there. I think Halsey was number one last week without me.
39,000 copies of the Spider-Man soundtrack.
This song did not get an Oscar nomination.
It's a travesty.
It is.
A Boogie with the Hoodie. 49,000 copies of Hoodie SZN. This is the record that went to number one after selling only 823 physical copies of the record. All the rest was steam. You know what, though, Vinny? It is how it's going. You remember? Well, let me get to it. Maggie Rogers, Heard It in a Past Life, debuted in second place, 49,000 copies. This is a chick from The Voice, right? We're banging this. All right, and your new number one, selling zero physical copies, because it was not, we actually talked about this a week and a half ago when this record came out, because it was only being released to, I think this week, that you can get a physical copy of this record. Zero physical copies have been sold of this record. Future Hendrix presents The Wizard. 126,000 copies. So Bryn and I, you know, we love math. So we figured out what A Boogie with the Hoodie, which sold, I want to say 58,000 equivalent album units to become number one. And they said that was about 84 million streams. So we figure that to sell 126,000 copies, Future must have had somewhere around 170 to 180 million streams. And that's why he took the number one spot. They're crediting him with 126,000 in album sales, which he didn't sell any of. But his equivalent streams put him at 126,000 copies. So congratulations. You don't need a record player anymore.
For something?
Yeah, congratulations on having lots of people listen to you and pay their monthly subscription to Spotify, which I guess you're getting some of. I guess that the record companies are saying, basically, they're not bummed about it. They don't have the cost of producing a physical CD, and people can release things whenever they want to. Like it does seem like some of these artists, there is a constant stream of new music, and then they call it an album, and they get even more sales based on that. So, like Ariana Grande, she's got another album coming out February 8th. I can't remember the exact date it was supposed to be released, but she just released one the other day ago, and we've gotten new songs from her all along. All those are gathered together, put onto this album, and they're like, you know what? The streaming is great. If it goes to all streaming and I never have to press another CD or whatever.
Here's the problem. Albums used to have songs that weren't meant for public consumption.
Right.
And as this continues, people will realize, well, I made 10 songs and 3 got a million listens and the others got no listens. So right. Why bother with the album extras?
Right.
I'll just put out singles. And that's where we're
that's that
and the people have said
where we're going.
That's where it's going. And now I'm starting to see, right, that's how it's going to go, because people will go, I don't need to write 10 songs.
No,
why would I do
need
that?
To write one good song every month, record it, and release it. Mm. Well, the problem is that an album to me is an experience.
Right. That's what I'm getting
where
at.
Where they're at that moment in time, they take time to craft, and now it's just going to be. Well,
and I'll tell you another thing, too. So there's,
all right.
There's when people made albums, they put so much time into every single aspect of the art,
yep,
the sound. I mean, I know that most people don't pay any attention to that, but a drummer will spend forever miking and where they play the drums to get the sound that ends up on the album. If you're just doing a single, you're going to be like,
who cares? Somebody come up with some garage band tracks and let's just throw some stupid vocals over this and we'll have another hit.
I did some more math. Some more math here. So.
He's Spotify, winded everyone.
Spotify pays
well,
about...
Well, takes it out of you.
Spotify pays about 0.006 to 0.0084 per stream, right?
Yeah.
So I just did the math for, like,
the 170 million
streams, right? So I did the lowest amount, which is 0.006, and that's $1 million. $1,020,000.
You get paid, but that doesn't go to him.
No, yeah, you have to split it between the producers, the label, the artists, all that.
You get $1 million after how many streams?
170 million streams.
170 million streams gets you $1 million.
So for every 170 Jeez. Streams, you get about $1 is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
For how many streams for $1?
About 170.
Yes.
Oh, 170 streams will get you $1. Yeah.
Sarah's doing that in her head, too.
Thank you. That's amazing. That is amazing. It's probably wrong.
No, it's right.
So, but this is just the first week of release. Like, you know, if that continues on, you know, this isn't the only week he'll be streaming this. You know what I mean? So that's $1 million a week.
Right.
Well, if he can keep it up at that level, which he can. I mean, you know, 126,000, I don't even know what to call them, alleged copies of a record. He's not going to sell that every week.
Who knows?
Drake, I'm sure, is making plenty of money off streaming.
But whatever, you say the record companies are okay with
this.
Like, so what? But what are they going to say?
Right.
What choice do they have? We're all embracing our new reality.
It's amazing.
So you said it's 170 million streams for $1 million.
About that.
There are 10 songs that have been streamed a billion times.
That's great. So they made $5 million off of that.
Yeah.
$5.5 million.
Despacito is one of them. Thank you.
It's great.
If they had a good record deal and got their money actually given
that's
back
split,
to them.
That's taxed and split up between, you know, 1 million people.
I took a pill in Ibiza also.
Oh, is that so?
That's great.
You want to see something neat?
Yes.
let me see. What is this called? Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is Tarantino's new movie starring DiCaprio and Brad Pitt and Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Here's a picture from the film.
They're the next door neighbors of.
Look at those costumes.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
What look at that. Describe them.
Well, they look like late 60s mod. Well, let me put it this way. DiCaprio looks like he was probably the star. Is Brad Pitt like his stunt double?
I don't know, but Pitt is in jeans and DiCaprio's.
Jean jacket. and just the longish late 60s looking hair. DiCaprio has like a leather, like a light
tan. What color
tan,
is that?
I don't know, like Corinthian leather?
Rust,
I don't know.
Rust, camel, some kind
it's
of
light.
Orangey tan.
Yeah.
Burnt. Is that, oh,
burnt
that's the
orange.
Thing.
It does
Charlie
look like burnt
Manson.
Orange.
That's the Charlie Manson thing, right? Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Charles Manson yeah. murders Sharon Tate, who I think is played by Margot Robbie.
Right.
And these are the people who live next door
right.
to Sharon Tate.
So it's like a burnt orange... Mm-hmm.
With a yellow
jacket.
A yellow shirt underneath. I mean, it's just awful.
In leather.
But so
70s,
great.
Yeah.
Yellow turtleneck, brown pants, big gold belt
well, when
buckle.
Were they, when were the Manson murders? 69?
Yeah. Set in 69 L.A. around the time of the Charles Manson murders. The film tells the story of the actor and his stunt double trying to make it in Hollywood.
Wow.
I love all of Quentin Tarantino's movies, and I cannot wait for that one to come out. Human.
Yes.
The album August and Everything After by the Counting Crows.
Thank you.
I listened to it just this weekend.
I know that you love. Did you ever notice that there is no song on there called August and Everything After?
I didn't notice that, no.
Well, there isn't. Did you know that there is a song called August and Everything After, but I guess Adam Duritz just didn't like it enough to put it on the record, but he loved the name of it so much that he named the record
yeah, sure.
that. And now they have recorded August and Everything After the song.
Oh, please let it be good.
It's not going to be, I'm sure.
Oh.
We do have a clip of it. It's not out yet.
I think it's out on Amazon Music.
Oh, it is. Oh, okay, great. So yeah. Were you able to find the whole thing then?
Yeah, I have the
That's
whole thing.
A neat
Fantastic.
Story, though.
I know, isn't that so funny?
Yeah.
So he says,
It's raining.
He wasn't satisfied with it, so it didn't even get recorded. It wasn't like they recorded it and left it off. He just wasn't satisfied. He liked the title enough to use it for the album. They played the song twice during live shows, once in 2003, once in 2005. Those are the only times it's ever been out there. So now all these years later, it has a legitimate release. He finished writing it. The band recorded an official version for Amazon. Oh, for Amazon Music. There it is. Here,
so this is Adam Duritz today. This is an Adam Duritz from August.
This is a recent recording is what it sounds like.
And by the way, it's 8.5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
All right, everyone sit back.
Well, August is a long month and everything after, of course, takes time.
All right, here it is.
Oh, that's stupid. Start it over. The computer's all screwing with us.
Just keep going. Keep going.
Right here.
Yeah. The story is that's where he wrote most of this album.
I don't love the heavy strings, but I do think it's pretty.
I like it.
I actually think the strings are almost appropriate, and the drums are the part that are not fitting for me.
So, yeah, like a march.
It is a march, especially in the beginning of it. I went, what?
Well, I'm sure, you know, first listen is always hard. And there, you know, his is a song that you start to love the phrasing of.
Like, well,
so we'll see. I mean, look, with all those San Francisco references, I wouldn't be surprised at all if we start banging that song.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to be an Alice essential?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think we will.
I like it.
They'll have to cut it in half, though.
Yeah, they will. They got to do a radio edit. Come on, Counting Crows. You know we're not going to play your 8-minute song.
Come on.
Well, we might, you know, if we need time.
Go to the bathroom.
Anyway, there you go. August and Everything After is finally out. 25 years later. When did that record come out? I think I was definitely in St. Louis, so it would have been pre-96.
I don't know.
I don't know, though,
I did listen to it this weekend,
93.
Though.
Oh, boy.
Friday 93. Night.
It's a great record. Green Day. They are... I hope I get this right. There's a website called Reverb.
Oh, I know it.
Okay.
You can sell stuff online there.
Yeah, so it's sort of like a combo between Etsy. You can, I guess, have your own little area of it, because that's what they're going to get. Like a like sort of Amazon Marketplace, where you can put up whatever you want to sell, and a place where you've sort of got your own shop going, like an Etsy or something. So they are going to, they got well over 100 pieces of gear that have been used on tour, as well as in the studio over the course of their career, and it's their online Reverb shop. It launches on February 7th. It'll have items from each member of the band, tons of guitars, drum sets, studio gear, amps, about 50 of Billy Joe's personal guitars will be on offer. And I wondered about this. He's got a guitar store. Broken Guitars, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, not just a guitar store. I think it's a music store, right?
Mm-hmm.
Over in Oakland.
But this is a national, international market.
Yeah.
You just list the thing and then mail it to them.
Right.
So
if it sells great.
It'll allow them to get rid of expensive equipment that maybe someone wouldn't want to buy locally.
He's got, let's see, he's got a lot of rare vintage guitars from the 60s and earlier. Those will be up there. They're saying another notable item is the Harmony Stella Parlor Acoustic that he played on 94's Dookie. It still houses the original, they're saying the same guitar strings.
Yeah.
He's selling the Marshall 412 cabs used during the Dookie and Insomniac tours. Trey Cool's got 5 drum sets up there, a dozen snare drums on sale, including the Gretsch USA Custom Champagne Sparkle Drum Kit, which was used for, which was used live and in the studio. It was featured in several music videos. So, well, I mean, some really
a
legit
lot of bands
stuff,
are starting
right?
to do this, and you don't have an actual store,
right?
Like the stuff's just still sitting at their house. They've just taken pictures of it, posted it, and when someone buys it, they'll mail it. It's cool.
Totally shifting gears here because I did not mention this on Friday, and I meant to get to it, and just, you know, time gets away from you. Fire crews headed to Ed Sheeran's country estate in Suffolk, England. A small building fire was reported. Well, 7:30 in the morning, they got it out, and it took about 2 hours to put it out. He was not there. They're also saying the cause of the fire, state of any damage, is unclear. So we don't know if it was the main house. I guess he's got a big estate there.
Yeah,
so it could have just been a barn.
Yeah, how many acres he has?
You know, I am not seeing. I'm not seeing a lot of details about the estate on this particular. This is just like there was a fire. They got it put out. It took about 2 hours. It doesn't say if it was the main house or if it was just some barn or something. But anyway, Ed Sheeran had a little fire at his house. Sounds like everyone's okay. And I will leave you with this for the 8 o'clock trash. Metallica becoming famous for doing cover songs everywhere they go. They try to find something that's appropriate to the area.
Not always doing them well.
No. This one is not bad. What's funny is how Rob Trujillo, however you say his name, he like puts on a real, like the acting is wonderful. He acts like, oh, we're doing this. Oh, you're crazy.
Awesome.
Why would we do this? Watch Rob. He's all, what? You're kidding me. So guess where they are? They're in Alabama.
Oh,
here comes James.
He just starts somewhere in the middle of the song. Alabama.
That's fun.
So
what's they're having
funny
fun,
is this
right?
This goes on for a long time, and all of a sudden he's like, let's do some Sabbath. It's like, what? Looks like a fun show to be at. And the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, they're into it. Yeah, that's fun.
Super funny. So they were in Alabama and had to do Sweet Home Alabama.
I love it.
I know, it's good. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Speaking of music, Sarah, Staying Alive by the Bee Gees saved somebody's life.
Staying alive.
Literally.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Call her Chris or Tina?
My girlfriend?
Yeah.
I call her Christina.
Oh, you just call her Christina every time?
Yeah.
Oh.
Her friends and my mom call her Chris, but I call her Christina. Mm. And her kids call her Mom. Mm.
My sister is a Christina as well, but she was always Tina. Huh.
Well, I think she wanted to be something else, but you wouldn't let her.
Yeah, she wanted to be Chris.
Right.
I was like, that's not happening. Actually, I call her Teener. T-E-E-N-E-R. That's how I write her all of my life. I say Teener.
But you are the one that stopped her from being Chris in her life because
That was
why?
Because it was dumb. Come on. Well,
you're dumb.
Your name is Tina. So let's not get fancy here. Anyway.
Such a mean sister.
I know.
You really were. I mean, Chris
is the start of
the name.
It worked out. What? She lives as far away as possible.
Oh, please. She so wishes she lived by me. She loves me so much. I love
her. Well,
yeah.
Maybe she's like, you let our brother move in.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Well, she has a life. My brother just didn't have a life, that's all. So, I'm just kidding. Sort of. Anyway, Alani, back to that. Yeah. So I'm sure Christina would be fine with you going if someone picked you as their person to go to Alani.
I don't think
with.
She would. She's actually got a lot of FOMO. And doesn't appreciate not going on stuff.
Yeah, right. she wouldn't even let him go to Disneyland here in California.
Remember
alone.
When I told you that right? story? She was like, oh, well then, total revenge in her heart.
But he was just
heart.
Like, no problem. We, you know, I'd just go with my older daughter. We'd right. have a great time. I'm like, yeah, that sounds like it'll fly, Vin. Turns out, nope. We all bet on that, right? So let's see. Vinny Disney trip, if he goes...
Just me and my kid, then you owe me 30 bucks.
I think you had a
bucks.
Year. Right. That's right.
This year, 2019.
This year. But
we'll see.
It won't happen. Well, she said it wasn't happening. She was like, we're going.
We'll see.
Anyway, if you'd like to go to Alani, just to get back to what we're talking about.
Right.
It's a Disney resort and spa in Ko'olina, Hawaii. Let a legendary vacation begin for the entire family. We will take caller number 97, 800-400-3697. Here's what happens. If you're calling 97, you get a Disney gift card. And then you're in the running for the grand prize vacation to Aulani, February 27th through March 3rd. This is happening all day, right now, 8:30. So this is all week, right?
Yes, correct.
8:35, 12:35, 3:35, and 5:35. Mm-hmm. Those are the times that we're going to do this contest. Make sure you're here at the Alice all day long. Just rip the knob off. I mean, come on.
Duh.
What else is there? So call now, 800-400-3697. And if you're calling 97, you get the Disney gift card and you're in the running for this amazing grand prize.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report. Oh, look at that. It's brought to you by Jane. Not only is she going to Alani.
Jane, you're playing a game called. Oh, is she going to Alani?
I believe she is.
If it's not us, it's got to be her, right?
Oh, I didn't even know there was a jock going.
She's
that
going
seems
to
wrong.
Alani,
that seems
and
wrong.
And she's on in the afternoon on Alice.
How dare you, Jane!
She's the sponsor of this news report. Go, Jane.
Yeah, go, Jane. Arrgh. You're saying a blah, 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 blah.
Here's what's happening.
Jane.
I'm doing this story because I like it.
Okay.
Now, there may be other companies out there that are like, hey, what about us? If you're doing this too, that's great. Get me the story. I'll report you. Okay?
Oh.
Samsung is getting rid of plastic packaging for new phones, tablets, and TVs.
It's great.
Samsung is joining a growing number of international companies that are pledging to reduce the amount of plastic waste from their businesses. This is the world's largest smartphone maker. And they plan to start ditching the plastic packaging that typically wraps and protects the electronic devices and appliances that you buy from them.
It's wonderful. Every company should do this.
Starting in the first half of this year, Samsung phones, tablets, and wearable devices will be packaged in paper, pulp molds, and bio-based or recycled plastics. And the company says they plan to do more as the years progress. Mm. But this is their first step towards eliminating single-use plastic in their packaging altogether.
I love to hear that.
It's also going to alter the design of its iPhone charger, replacing the glossy exterior with a matte finish and ditching those plastic protection films.
Oh.
So that it's got that shiny glow to it that you get when you first unwrap it. They don't have to worry about it if it's matte.
Right. Interesting.
A company spokesman said the reduction of single-use plastics in Samsung packaging will progress gradually, adding that there is no timetable, but they plan to phase it out completely.
Good for them. You know what? I'd love to hear it.
They say the world is struggling to deal with the vast amounts of plastic waste. They say plastics are expected to outweigh fish in the ocean by 2050, and more companies are getting on board tackling the problem by eliminating plastic packaging.
Good.
So go Samsung. They sold 291 million smartphones last year.
Wow.
And so this is a big change in what will be out there for, you know, waste product to be dealt with.
That is incredible.
Go Samsung.
Go Samsung. Good for you.
You ever heard the song Staying Alive by the Bee Gees?
I don't think I have heard that.
It saved someone's life.
What happened?
Well, here's what happened.
All right.
Apparently, there's a famous scene in The Office where one of the guys takes a CPR lesson and the instructor tells him to perform chest compressions to the beat of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees.
No time to talk.
Got that beat?
It's all right. It's okay.
That scene from The Office literally just saved a life. There's a 21-year-old guy named Cross in Tucson, Arizona. Right. Cross. 21.
21. Just a kid.
He was driving earlier this month when he saw a woman who was unconscious in her car.
Oh, my God.
He broke the window with a rock and found the woman didn't have much of a pulse. So he knew he needed to give her CPR. And that scene from The Office popped into his head. He started performing chest compressions on the woman to the tune of...
Staying Alive!
You gonna pump that up? That was the moment. There you go. There's your beat, everyone. After about a minute, the woman took a breath. She threw up.
Oh!
And lived to see another day.
Wow.
Thanks to this young man named Cross.
Oh, look at him. Good looking young
man. And the Bee Gees Staying Alive.
Staying Alive.
That's where we pump it up again.
Staying alive. You know what's crazy about that story is if I saw someone unconscious in their car, I'd be like, oh, that person's sleeping, and I'd keep walking. So what did he do? Rap on the window like, hey, you all right? And she didn't respond, so he smashed the window? It's kind of crazy. If I saw someone looking asleep in the car, and just
they could be laid out. I mean, you know, you look at someone,
you can tell there's something wrong there. Mm-hmm.
So the recommended chest compression is about 100 beats every second.
A minute?
A minute. And this song is 103.
Oh,
so
it's pretty accurate or pretty close.
You know
close
what's crazy is that like you can immediately figure out because it's a walking beat.
Right. Well, that's the famous scene in the movie.
Right. He's walking down the street. Tell by the way I walked down the street. I immediately knew what the beat of this was. That's a good one to use.
510 says that Red Cross always recommends this particular song.
Well, you can, like, you do CPR. We all know what the groove is. To understand, I'll give yourself a better hand.
Bump, 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 bump. It's good.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, keep it going. Dance party time. Come on, you guys. Woo.
White girl alert. White girl alert.
Staying alive.
Oh, God.
Oh,
hopefully
so
you were watching this show at RadioAlice.com.
I certainly hope so. I don't dance for my own benefit.
The finger pointing move is spectacular.
Oh, dude, get up. Let's dance. Come on. It feels so good. You didn't get to dance on Saturday.
I know I didn't.
Let's dance now. Come on, I'll dance.
I don't really want to dance now.
Can,
the whole
the
point
the
of
dip.
A father-daughter dance is so that there's some dancing.
Too loud.
Can you believe that?
Yeah,
I know she's not into loud noises as
it
is. Like, if she comes in my room when I'm playing guitar, mm-hmm. most of the time I'm like, all right, what do you want? Or and then I'd end up putting the guitar down. Every now and then I'm like, volume up. she runs for it. She's like, I got to get out of here.
Well, you know what? She'll
I can't take
wind
it.
Up protecting her hearing. They're saying that, God knows, we cranked our headphones all through our lives and just being in rock bands, like, you do a lot of damage to your hearing, and I think it'll be great if our kids somehow
do better by themselves without smoking and lot. Who? Why? Who's calling you?
I don't know.
Is it your brother?
I'm sure it's a junk call.
Pull him up. Let's say hi.
It's a Chinese consulate.
And they hung up.
Oh, that's
too bad. It's definitely the Chinese consulate.
A 23-year.
It's me. Come on, Adele.
A 23-year-old guy in France who's a college student. Last week, his parents were flying in from Lyon, France, to visit him.
Oh.
And for whatever reason, he didn't want him to come. So he called a bomb threat into their airline.
Oh, for God's sake.
The flight was diverted back to the airport. And all passengers, including the guy's parents, were pulled off the plane until the police could sweep for a bomb.
Don't do that. Not really.
They tracked the bomb threat back to the guy, though, and he was arrested.
Would he use a cell phone?
Now he's facing up to $85,000 in fines and a 5-year prison sentence.
Yeah, what an idiot.
And we still don't know what he was trying to hide from his parents.
Right.
Grades, probably.
Maybe he dropped out of school.
Oh, sure.
I was thinking a dead body.
Oh. I just cannot have them here with his body rotting. Even if I get it out of here in time, it's still going to stink.
A thread on Reddit is going viral after someone asked people to name the nicest thing a complete stranger has ever done for them.
Oh.
Do you know what yours is?
I don't.
My problem was that I went through and I'm like, I know there's a million things people have done for me that I can't think of right now.
Right.
I was telling you guys the story about when I, as a boy, we were shooting BB guns at glass in our fort, in the fort.
Idiots.
So our fort's ruined after we realize, oh, it's filled with broken glass now. So we started tearing the fort down, and I ended up falling on a piece of glass that slashed my wrist wide open. Damn. And we had to walk back.
Was it shooting blood? Do you remember that?
I was holding it, but it was like meat, like open. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, like yellow.
Yeah.
Like it was bad. So anyway, we got back to the closest place, which was this park, and a grown-up helped me. Like went, okay, get in the car. Let's take you. But we had to get a grown-up to help us. It was like a person that dropped what they were doing and went, I'm going to
help this kid who's bleeding out.
Take him to his parents right now. Mm-hmm. So there's probably a million stories like that. That was only one that I could think of.
Can anybody on the show come up with something?
I can. Like, I feel like so many people have done things for me over the years. It's hard to name just one.
Well, what did Reddit say?
Like giving free tickets to a show. And I went, oh, I've done that a million times.
Mm. Yep.
Handed off a pair of tickets or passes or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I've been in trouble for it, too.
You have, yeah. You got spoken to about it.
I did.
Don't just hand your VIP all-access passes to anybody
on your way
out
the door of an event. I'm like, I was just sharing. What?
Just sharing. I'm a good person. What?
And do you remember, oh, my God, Lewis would have these things printed up, these like the jean jacket.
Yeah.
I gave that away the very first event I went to.
He was
like,
so
where's
mad.
Where's your jacket on? Well, I don't know.
Yeah, we all had like matching Team Alice jackets, and except Vinny.
I still have mine.
You do not.
Yeah, you
wear it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wear
it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do you still have yours? Of course not. Mm-hmm. Do you have yours?
I do not.
Of course not.
I think I ended up giving mine to my mom.
Oh. Wow.
Well, that seems nice.
It doesn't really work in 2018 the way it did in 1999.
What do you mean? Jean,
like you could.
Oh,
I think
no,
you could,
I'm way more likely to wear that proudly with you guys in 2019.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I thought I was too cool for that back then. Oh. I've realized a long time ago I'm not too cool
in
for anything.
In 1999, I thought I was super cool with that.
Oh.
I just felt like it didn't match anything.
Oh, what color was that? I don't even remember.
It was jean blue jacket. Jean jacket.
Yeah,
it's
really,
like faded. Like,
I should have kept that thing. I bet it was too small for me. Everything's always too small for me.
Yeah.
Mm, that's true.
Tell me about it.
What are you talking about?
I bet it was too small for me. Like, everyone buys me mediums. I'm like, I am not a medium.
What are you?
Like, I feel like a medium-sized person, but I am a large. At least a large. Mm-hmm. Like, everything
you
else
You are
I
not
buy
an
XL.
Extra large.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Dude, don't dude me.
I'm duding you.
Sarah.
Thank you. Thank you for noticing, Bill.
I feel like I'm a large, but I need an extra large.
Yeah.
And then
for a little room.
Well, yeah, I need room, but then it's all big, sagging down like below.
Size of this jacket.
You're not an extra large.
Yeah. So, when you buy
that shirt, hold on. That shirt, that button down shirt that I gave you that turned out it was purple.
Mm-hmm.
You wear that?
I wear that, but it's a little tight.
Tight around the boobs.
Yeah.
Well, you do have giant cans.
I know. Well, that's the bummer part. That's why I have to get extra large sizes because it fits up here, but then it just hangs down after that.
I'm a small to medium.
Are you?
Well, that's what he wears. So
right.
That's what he wants.
Eight coffees were ranked by how much caffeine they're packing, and coffee bean and tea leaf had the most caffeine per ounce.
That's the name of a
coffee
place?
Bean and coffee tea leaf. You've never heard of coffee bean?
No.
Yeah, you have.
Have I?
They're all over the place.
It's common. Are they just common?
It's just called down the south. Coffee bean, and then there's one called the tea leaf?
No, they're coffee bean and tea leaf.
Oh.
20.8 milligrams of caffeine per ounce. Pepsi has about 3 milligrams. So that's pretty potent.
Oh.
Starbucks is just below that. Sevi is... and Pete's. Actually, it keeps dropping down considerably from there. But coffee, bean, and tea leaf. I wish they would have put a Red Bull in here because...
Yeah.
I know that's not coffee, so that's not part of the survey, but... Yeah. Man, that stuff's still...
Well, neither is Pepsi.
It gets me so wired. I can't believe it when I really need to stay up for 5 hours straight. That's the move.
Yeah, a Red Bull.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I've ever drank. I mean, I've definitely tasted one, but I don't think I've ever drank a Red Bull.
A full Red Bull?
Yeah.
They really do just make you twitch.
Mm. I like that.
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
I'm at like a 2 minutes. My problem would be then I'd need 10 Red Bulls.
No, you wouldn't.
Well, once you drink them enough, like if you drank one of those every day, your body would get used to processing that amount of, it's like coffee. Coffee does nothing for me anymore, but if I don't have it.
What happens?
I am a nightmare.
Oh my God, at the father-daughter dance, I'm in line. And it's, I guess one of the things I noticed about the father-daughter dance is most dads are older now.
Yeah.
And in line.
Oh, so everyone's your age?
Everyone was kind of my age, yeah.
And well, you're young
behind
looking.
Me in line, though, these two dudes are talking about how their acid reflux is so bad they can't drink coffee anymore and they have to take medicine. And I'm like, oh, my God, we're all so old.
So true.
They both were talking about how they have to take medicine for it and they had to quit coffee. And I'm like, oof.
It does make you gurgle.
This is ridiculous. We're all here with little kids.
Yeah.
And we're all on meds. Well, I'm not, but.
It looks like there's two coffee bean and tea leaves in the Bay Area.
Yeah,
one's
there
in
are.
San Jose and one's in Santa Clara.
Oh, I thought there was one right here on Market.
It closed.
Oh.
Yeah, I never heard of that place.
510 says, Human.
Oh.
This is a text, by the way. 800-400-369. Human.
Yeah.
You can wear a black tie to Bryn and Vinny's weddings.
Oh, okay, perfect.
Oh, yeah.
But I
And with a harness.
I don't know about the harness.
Do the harness, buddy.
Do the harness.
Sarah said she'll make you one.
I'm going to make one today for Vinny. It's not going to be anything like what they have on. It's just going to be, it's going to be two big rings right around his nipples.
What is that? What?
Well, I mean, if I'm going BDSM, I'm going all the way.
By the way, I wrote back to your fiance, Vinny. Yeah, I haven't heard back. So
actually, she mentioned it to me. So we went and looked at a place Friday night that she was like, hey, this place is pretty good. So we went and looked at it, and it looks good. I don't know.
Oh, is it near your house?
For the wedding?
It's near the house, yeah.
Okay.
So
you guys are set.
I don't know if we're set or not. I have no idea. But she did say Human wrote me, and I said, well.
What's the date you're looking at?
Yeah, what's the date you're looking at?
We need to save the date soon. We need to figure that out.
We will. She's not, but she hasn't picked it yet, but okay. I think she's looking at July or September.
July or September. Okay.
Of this year.
Right.
Of this year.
Yeah. Is that good for you?
Whatever.
Make can we ask the other one when his dates are?
You can ask, but I have no answer for you.
You guys aren't even planning.
She says she's looking into it, but, you know.
Has she mentioned locations or dates?
No, she hasn't.
Well, yeah. You guys better coordinate because I don't want to have to choose between your weddings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's do them on the same day.
You know what I'll choose? To go to neither.
Oh. I'll try to go to both.
Let's coordinate.
Not the same weekend. I do not want two weddings in one weekend.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
Because I want to have a really good time at both your weddings.
Oh, you do?
I don't want to be hungover for the next wedding.
That's right.
408 says, the straps aren't necessarily a gay thing, but it does come out of gay culture and fashion. Check out Raystraints.
Raystraints?
I don't know what that means at all.
I went to it. It's a website.
Oh, is it a brand?
At all?
Yeah.
Did we just plug somebody unknowingly?
Different. What are they called again? What are those? Harness.
Harness.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about making a place for a leash on Vinny's. You know, a leash so I can yank him around the studio.
Uh-huh.
Is that nice?
No.
What part of this are you not understanding? I'm going to put you in a harness tomorrow and show you what for. Is that what you do to show people what for?
Uh-huh. Okay.
You're going to be sorry.
415 says, the drums are awesome. It's known as a dirge, Vinny, and lovely for sure. That's from the August and Everything After Counting Crows song. I just thought it sounded like a little
obtrusive with all the strings. I actually didn't like the strings. They were like a little too swelly for me. You know, I'm looking for rock songs.
I like that song.
Of course you did. You love them.
I do.
Well, anyway, I'll read some more text on the other side of these commercial messages.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.